This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Welcome to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches. That, of course, is Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always learn more on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Troy has a lot of events and classes that he actually teaches at Louisville's Shelby campus. You can find out about those on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can find out more about Alan, Troy, and the team as well there, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. If you have questions, wonder if I could retire, but you don't really know, or you're going to retire here pretty soon, why wouldn't you find out to make sure you're on the right track? 502-273-1188 to talk with the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. There is no cost to you. There is no obligation. The team is here to help if they can. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little Social Security to kick off the show today. And I saw a stat, and I can't remember where it came from, but it was like 28% of Americans have zero saved for retirement. And if that's the case, that means Social Security is a huge decision to make for those people. If we don't really want to be living only on Social Security, that's certainly not the clients of Mercurial Wealth Advisors. And there's always these different quizzes and things that different outfits do. There was a quiz given to pre-retirees, folks getting ready to start on Social Security and get ready to retire, and 78% of those pre-retirees failed or barely passed a Social Security quiz. And it wasn't the rocket science questions. We're going to go through about six of these questions, and Alan and Troy will discuss them a little bit. Alan, when you sit down with somebody and you start talking Social Security, I think the challenge for a lot of people is they look at it in a vacuum. Well, if I take it at 62, I get less. If I take it at 70, I get more. But I'm going to retire at 65 and I get Medicare then. I might as well start it. They don't look any deeper than that. You have to look at Social Security with everything else you have, don't you, to try to hopefully make it the right time to take it?
Yeah, it's absolutely a critical part of most people's retirement plan anyway. It's just because it is that guaranteed income that's coming in. And there's a lot of changes that are being talked about as far as how Social Security is going to succeed in the future. And I guess it's very concerning for me as a retirement coach that so little people know that much about Social Security. I mean, they just don't know the significance of how this source of income is going to benefit them in retirement. They look at it, just like you said, Mark, as I've reached an age, I now can take it. I'm going to take it without putting much thought into it. And that's not everybody, but that's a high number of people that do that. And, you know, when we go through our Retirement 360 game plan process with everybody, we talk about the importance of Social Security and how to make sure that you claim it at the right time and how it gets taxed and what kind of income you can earn once you start taking it and all of the things that go along with that. So we try to do a good job educating our clients to make sure that they do it at the right time and that they get the most out of that benefit.
Alan, I'm 64, which means I'm in that Social Security decision. I could have started it, but I'm working, so it doesn't make any sense to do so. So I will wait at least till I'm full retirement age, because then I don't have to give back a dollar for every two that I would get. But do you think, right, Alan, it's important that Troy maybe gets his five-year-old, his four-year-old, and his one-and-a-half-year-old working so that there's more money in the kitty for me?
Yeah, that's another thing that a lot of folks don't realize is Social Security. I think about the last number I saw was around 82% of the benefit is supported by the working class, actually people working and earning a paycheck. So, yeah, there's a Social Security trust fund, but a lot of it is paid directly from payroll taxes. And by having, you know, Troy's three young ones work, then yeah, we can probably sustain it a little bit longer.
Because Troy, here's one of the questions that was on this quiz. Now, 65% got it correct. That means 35% missed it. And here's the question, Troy. The money that comes out of my paycheck for Social Security goes into a specific account for me and remains there earning interest until I begin to receive Social Security benefits. True or false?
That is false.
That's probably the biggest problem with Social Security. There is no Troy Bolton, Alan Mercurio, Mark Elliott, you know, box just waiting there for our Social Security. It's been going to our friends and relatives and parents and grandparents. And then they use it for different things, which has caused the issues probably.
That is the biggest issue, that it's not like we're putting into our own individual 401k. I mean, if we ran the numbers to see what made the most sense from the day we started working, if we put in 6% of our own paycheck into a 401k, ran that out all the way to 65. I'd love to work those numbers and see how that does compared to Social Security. And that's what a lot of companies have done with their pensions. They've went away from the typical pension plan where the employee kind of covers all the majority of it. Some of the employees actually put into there as well. I know a lot of the teachers here in the state of Kentucky, a certain percentage of their paycheck goes into the pension plan. But when these pension plans start to have issues, the individuals don't have a lot of control over that. So if there's an option for them to take more control, maybe for my three children, Social Security won't be an option for them. They'll be able to put that additional 6% into their own investments and be able to take more control. And that's what all this planning is about. And that's why we created the Retirement 360 Game Plan, is to try to take as much control over your retirement planning as possible. There's a lot of stuff that's out of our control. There's inflation out there. There's increasing taxes. But with everything going on right now in our world, we can control what's going on now, as in our own personal economy. We can control our expenses, control how much we save, and we control whether we are taking advantage of Roth accounts or any of that. But building out your strategy to put you in the best situation as possible is exactly what you need to do, and try to take control of that. And the best way to do it is, we're still offering our Retirement 360 Game Plan book. Easiest way to get a copy of that is text the word book to 502-273-1188. What we'll do is exchange a couple of texts, get a little bit of information from you. We'll send you out a copy of that book that really covers a lot of these strategies that we're going to be talking about on the radio today and every Sunday that we talk. And it'll give you the questions that you need to ask financial advisors when you sit down with them, or your own personal advisor that you've been dealing with for the past 20 years. And if they don't have answers to some of these questions, then it might be time to look elsewhere, or at least kick the tires elsewhere. But text the word book to 502-273-1188. It'll get you started down that path that you need to secure your retirement.
Yeah, and it's a great book that Troy just finished last year, Retirement 360 Game Plan. And it walks you through really the process of Mercurial Wealth Advisors, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions, all those things that are really on our shoulders now. Great opportunity for you. Just text the word book, 502-273-1188. No cost to you, obviously. Alan, here's one that is a big one for married folks. And here's the question, true or false. If I have a spouse and he or she passes away, I will receive both my full benefit and my deceased spouse's benefit. 70% got this right. That means 30% got it wrong. Mm-hmm. True or false?
Well, again, that's false, because the surviving spouse will receive the higher of the two benefits, but will not receive both of those benefits unless it was my grandmother. My grandmother actually married and divorced my grandfather, I think it was 5 times. And I think the government lost track and they continued to pay her both of them until she passed away. But other than that,
that's another story.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the answer to that is false. And I think that's something that you have to prepare for. When we build a Retirement 360 Game Plan for all of our clients, one of the things that we look at is, what's the surviving spouse going to live on if something happens to the other spouse? And it goes both ways. It could be the lady that passes away first, and she might have the higher Social Security benefit. So we look at that and say, how do we replace that smaller Social Security benefit? Because that's the one that's going away. And we look at how, you know, different tools to do that with, or is that necessary? Are we going to have enough income? Are the expenses so low that you don't need that extra income? We don't find that the case most of the time. Most of the time, our clients want as much income as they can get on a monthly basis coming in. So you just have to build the plan the way it's going to work for the clients.
Troy, I'm going to give you one more of these questions that are on the Social Security quiz that 78% of the pre-retirees took it. Basically failed almost. If I get divorced, I might be able to collect Social Security benefits based on my ex-spouse's Social Security earnings history. True or false?
How long were they married for?
Well, it just says if I get divorced, I might be able to collect Social Security benefits. So you got some numbers you need to tell me about?
They can collect on that as long as they were married for over 10 years.
And they'll get back at their spouse by doing it, their ex-spouse by doing it. Nope, they won't.
Yeah, it's funny when I bring this up in the class that we teach on Social Security, they get disappointed that it does not affect another person's Social Security benefit. But there's also something else I want to add into here that's a huge misconception out there. A lot of times, there's a couple that I met with, I think it was last year, and he's younger, she's 4 or 5 years older. So she was actually at full retire, or a year away from full retirement age, and he was going to turn 62. He had the higher earnings benefit. And his question was, and he's kind of gotten a lot of answers from different people. He said, if I start my Social Security at 62, will my wife be penalized on the amount she can take from mine? Because we know that a spouse can earn up to 50% of the higher earning spouse's Social Security benefit, right? So it basically means if I'm the higher earner, my Social Security is $3,000. If my wife's benefit is less than half of mine, she would get $1,500 per month because of the spousal benefit. And I said, if she waits till full retirement age, she will get 50% of your full retirement age. She won't get penalized if you turn yours on early. If she waits till her full retirement age, it will actually be calculated off of your full retirement age benefit. So that's a number that really gets misconceived or misspoken a lot because people don't know the true rules behind that. So it's something you definitely need to make sure you're checking into, make sure you're asking the right questions and working with the right people.
All right, Troy, remind them how they can get the book.
Text in the word book to 502-273-1188. Text the word book to 502-273-1188. We'll send you a couple texts, gather a little bit of information from you. We'll follow up with you Monday morning to confirm that you got the automatic text and to get your address just so we know where to send that physical copy. We will also offer a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here in the office just to kind of see where you're at on your process and your planning and see if there's anything that you're missing out on, see if there's any gaps that we can help you fill with your retirement plan. But again, text the word book to 502-273-1188. We'll get that in the works for you.
So we're just getting started today with Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. We got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always learn more on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Find out about upcoming events or even classes that Troy teaches at the University of Louisville Shelby campus, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Questions? 502-273-1188. Talk with Alan, Troy, one of the financial wealth coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. No cost to you. 502-273-1188. So, Troy, we know that Alan has a to-do list. Sometimes he makes it up himself. Sometimes his wife makes it up. Do you have a to-do list? Do you make one up? Does your wife make one up? How do you do that?
I make one up for myself and my wife.
And she's excited to get your to-do list, I'm sure.
Oh, just elated. She's so happy every time we talk about what we have to do and what I need her to do. That conversation is fun. It does happen over wine, so that makes it a little bit more appetizing
for
her.
Trying to ease her pain. So you think about when we have long to-do lists, it's easy to get overwhelmed and go, there's no way I can do all of that. So if you narrowed it down to maybe two or three things you needed to get done, you might be more apt to get them done. So we're going to talk, because retirement, there are so many different areas you need to be aware of and understand. And when the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors walks you through the Retirement 360 game plan, it's income, it's investments, it's taxes, it's healthcare, it's legacy planning, it's Social Security, Medicare, all those decisions we have to make. If you had to think about all those every day, it would be overwhelming. And then you wouldn't think about any of them. So we're going to kind of whittle it down to maybe the top three topics that you need to really understand when it comes to retirement. So that would be income, healthcare / long-term care, and taxes. We're going to talk about all three of those in the next two segments. And Troy, when you think about it, why should those three topics be the ones that are included when you're planning for retirement? Income, healthcare / long-term care, and taxes?
Because I think those three, I'm not going to say they're the most important, but I feel like they affect everything. Income is, that's what's going to create your lifestyle. We've preached that for years on the radio, is your income will determine your lifestyle, and your lifestyle is what determines your retirement that you want to live. So we all need that income to come in. The healthcare is going to depend on what's going on with your health, the cost of your health insurance when you plan to retire. Will you need long-term care? And taxes, it's a huge one. We know taxes are changing in the next couple of years. We have some increases on the forecast, so those could change depending on who wins the next election. But we need to focus on all this stuff and to make sure that we're accounting for it in retirement planning. If we forget about the tax part of it, then Uncle Sam could be one of the biggest beneficiaries of your retirement plan. And I would say 99.9% of people I talk to would not want that. There is a 0.1% that might want that, but most people want to save as much taxes as possible. They want to pay their fair share, but then keep the rest in their pocket or their family's pocket.
So, Alan, yeah, Mark, let me add this too. I think that the reason that those three kind of hit home with me, you know, we talk about this all the time, but the, you know, income is what's coming into your household, but healthcare, long-term care, and taxes could be the three largest things to really affect your lifestyle in retirement. You think about a spouse that has a health issue or something that comes up, you know, that you're dealing with for 4, 5, 6 months or even a year or longer, and your current coverage may not cover all that. So that's going to be money flowing out of your personal economy that you have maybe saved for retirement, that now you've got to spend somewhere that you didn't think about spending it there. Or taxes, as Troy said, taxes could be, if you don't do the proper planning, Uncle Sam could end up being the biggest beneficiary of your retirement savings. So you definitely want to make sure you do some tax planning. And again, we've been talking about this over the last 4 or 5 years, knowing that this tax increase is coming at the end of 2025 or early 26, when tax rates are going up. Those are the reasons that these topics are so critical to really highlight in our show, is to make sure that you know what your income is, but also how's that outflow? What's going to happen if those things happen to you or your family?
And if you'd like to get the income gap analysis that the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors has available for you, income gap analysis, all you have to do is text the word income to 502-273-1188. You'll get that. So you think about the income gap analysis. All right, so I need $8,000 a month, but I've got $5,000 coming in. There's the gap, $3,000, right? So how do we fill that? You want to learn more about that, just text the word income to 502-273-1188. Complimentary, no cost to you. Just text the word income to 502-273-1188. And when it comes to income, Alan, because really that's where the Retirement 360 game plan starts. We've got to have income. We've got to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in. But I think people don't really know, because we've seen those commercials back in the day. That's your number? Mm. Yeah, that's what they say. That's my number. And you sat down with people that had $1 million and it was not near enough for them to retire. And right. You sat down with people that had $250,000 and it was plenty. So it's everybody's situation. We probably all do have a number, but how do you help people figure out, hey, have I saved enough, Alan?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the advantages that we have is after helping probably more than 1,000 people retire and helping them build a plan, build an income plan, build an investment plan, you know, helping them with a tax plan, a legacy plan, all the things that we talk about. We've just seen so many common areas that people deal with, that it just makes it a little bit easier for us to kind of point you in the right direction, I guess. So making sure that you have that solid income plan has always been the bedrock of the financial plan. As Troy said a little while ago, we know that your income is going to set your lifestyle, regardless of whether you're retired or not. If you're just still working, your income sets your lifestyle. I mean, if you make $15 an hour, there's certain things that you can't do. If you make $500 an hour, there's, you know, things that you probably can do that you don't want to do, you know, so it's going to set your lifestyle. And we know that having that income coming in at a rate that you're comfortable with, that you feel like is going to provide the lifestyle that you want, that's when we can kind of really build that plan out. So when folks come into us and they say, hey, they want to retire in Florida or buy a house at, you know, at the lake or travel out west or just stay home and provide for their kids and grandkids, we can help them meet those dreams and thoughts of retirement by simply looking at their income plan. But then once we have that developed, we also have to go back and look at the things that we just talked about. What can disrupt that? What can change that income plan? Obviously, a healthcare event can change it. You know, I've got a good friend that's from West Virginia. His wife has been going through an issue right now. She's in her 60s and or early 60s. And she's been going through an issue right now that's just, fortunately, they have good health care because they both retired from the government, but they have good health care and everything. But it's still changing their lifestyle because they can't do the things that they wanted to do because of her health. All of this has to be talked about when you're putting the plan together and making sure that you have that solid income coming in. And we always talk about these two words, sustainable and reliable income. You got to have that coming in that you know it's coming in. That way you can spend it with confidence and know that it's going to be there again next month. Those are things that we focus on when building the plan.
So, Troy, when you think about income, you know, that foundation of your financial house, if you will, that ground floor, that foundation that if when storms come through, your house could get knocked down by a tornado, mm-hmm. the foundation's still there. It's kind of the same thing in retirement. When you're building these plans, it's about the foundation. So Social Security obviously would be in the foundation. Pension, if you're lucky enough to have one, would be in the foundation. Are there other options available for us to create income if we don't have a pension?
There are other options, and it depends on your lifestyle, what you prefer. Some people prefer more of the guaranteed type of pension type of income. There are some fixed index annuities out there that can produce very good income that will last a lifetime, even can go longer. But it all depends on the insurance company that you go with. There's a lot of people out there pushing annuities. You do have to understand how these products work before you jump into something just because it sounds great. So you have to understand the pluses and minuses about anything you invest in. So make sure whoever you're working with is able to explain these on level playing field to where you understand it. Whether you're an engineer and you understand all the details of everything, or whether you have no clue about finances at all, you understand what you're getting into, because this is your retirement that you're planning for, and you need to make sure you understand what you're getting into and how everything works for you. But yeah, we've been lucky over the past year and a half, 2 years, because rates have been great. Old school CD lovers are back to getting some good rates of return. But like I told a client last week I spoke to him, we were looking for some CD rates and he was wanting to lock in for 2 years, 3 years. Couldn't find anything that was good because banks are not willing to lock in rates for that long. Now, there are some other investments out there that will lock in for longer than that, but we have to look and see if it makes sense for you. But the thing that you have to know and realize, there are options out there. And without talking to somebody about what all options are out there for you in your retirement plan, you won't know unless you do all the research yourself and do everything. We've been doing this for years, and this is what we enjoy doing, sitting down with people that are maybe 5-10 years out from retirement or already retired and just showing them what the possibilities are with their savings and with their exact retirement plan. Because at the end of the day, it's what can these products, what can these tools, investment tools that we have do for you? What kind of income can they guarantee? And what kind of retirement can we build for you based on what your goals are?
We wrote a book. Troy actually took our process and wrote a book called The Retirement 360 Game Plan. It goes through a little bit of our story as how we got started, but then it also talks about everything, all the steps that you have to take, all the things that you need to think about. So if you'd like a copy of that, you can text the word book,
BOOK to 502-273-1188. We're going to send you a text back. We're going to gather some information from you, obviously where we're going to send the book and all that stuff. And we'll send it out to you this today, Sunday, tomorrow's Monday. We'll get all this information to you. Hopefully by the end of the week, you'll have the book in your hand. But you can start going through that book and really understanding what your journey needs to be or what it's going to look like, some of the things that you need to address in your planning process. Then you can set up a 15-minute coaching call with one of us or an advisor here on the team and really start that planning process to get your plan set. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188 and get your copy of that to get started on your Retirement 360 game plan.
And again, this is at no cost to you, 502-273-1188. If nothing else, you're going to find out where you are, which is priceless before you get into retirement. But at the end of the day, it's about you. How can Troy and Alan and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors help you? 502-273-1188. We're talking about just three areas of retirement today. Income, which we've talked about. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about healthcare/long-term care. And we're going to talk about taxes. How important are these two items, or three, if you look at it that way, when it comes to your retirement? That's where we're going next, right here on Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan and Troy, back right after this.
To get your copy of the Mercurio Wealth Advisors Tax Bill Calculator, text the word TAX to 502-273-1188. Find out what your tax bill could be in retirement. Again, text TAX to 502-273-1188.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always learn more on the website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can always give them a call if you got questions or concerns, 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. We're talking about three areas of retirement. We know there are a ton of areas that we need to be aware of when it comes to retirement, but we're kind of focusing on three today. We talked about income, right? Well, then you go into a couple other areas that are really out of our control to a degree. Because we're going to talk about healthcare/long-term care, and we're going to talk about taxes. We don't control taxes, but we can plan for taxes. We can plan for when we pay them, how we pay them. Healthcare, long-term care, that's a whole other world, Alan. We can't control our health. And we know that one of the biggest reasons people have to file for bankruptcy, whether working or retired, is a healthcare issue that they didn't have the coverage for. You go to the doctor, you have to go to the emergency room, or you have a procedure done. I mean, there's money coming out of your pocket. So there's a lot of moving parts here. Healthcare, let's focus on that first. Healthcare, and then you can kind of get into long-term care if you'd like. But healthcare, Fidelity has done that study for a long time. The average 65-year-old healthy couple will need, over the rest of their life, 20, 30-plus years in retirement. And in 2014, it was about $220,000. Today, it's over $300,000. That's not including long-term care. And I think most people think, Alan, when you get to 65, well, that's okay. I got Medicare. Everything's good now. Is that true?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think that the challenge, especially when you switch from a normal healthcare plan, or I say normal, a pre-65 healthcare plan to a Medicare plan, is there's vast differences of coverage. And you have to understand that. That's why they've changed the whole Medicare sales process and, you know, Medicare plans and everything else, that they have an open enrollment period where you can change your plan and everything. The biggest challenge is just understanding the difference. And one of the things that I've always done with any kind of insurance, really, but primarily health insurance and long-term care insurance, is let's understand what it doesn't cover first. Let's find out what exclusions are actually in the policy. You know, so if you're getting ready to pick your Medicare plan, or you just picked it in the, you know, open enrollment period that just closed, one of the things that I would encourage you to do is get a hold of your agent, your salesperson, or whoever set you up with your Medicare supplement plan, and find out what it doesn't cover. Because I think that'll give you at least an idea. Do I need to pick up some other kind of supplemental coverage? Do I need to have one of these plans that cover cancer or intensive care or something like that, which you probably don't. But what you want to know is what that is not going to cover, so you're prepared for what kind of costs could come along with that. You know, I think that that's the same thing that you would do with car insurance, homeowners insurance, any kind of insurance plan, is you want to find out what they're not going to cover. So I think that's the best way to really understand where you are and what you might have to pick up on your own.
And Troy, you think about it, Medicare does not cover long-term care. It might for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, but if you're not going to get better, then Medicare says, good luck to you. You're on your own now. And I think a lot of people think, well, Medicare is going to cover that. That's not how it works. So long-term care is a whole nother animal. And it used to be the old, you know, when Alan started in this business in the 80s, it was about having a long-term care policy if you needed it. I think our grandparents didn't even think about it. When they retired, their company handled long, you know, health care for them. So they were no big deal. And they had pensions. We, on the other hand, once we retire, typically our company's not going to continue us on their healthcare plan. So it's a little bit more of a challenge. And I think a lot of people think, ah, Medicare, I'll be good with long-term care. That's not the case. How do you tackle that animal?
My best answer is education. Educating people on what's out there and what has happened. I mean, what I see, I'll say, for example, you and Alan as clients, your parents were the insurance king and queens. They had the salesman coming to their door every other week trying to sell them every policy, and they bought a lot of them. They had the long-term care. They had life insurance on probably both of you and your grandkids. They picked just about every policy that they could get. Your all's generation, not so much with the long-term care. I see a lot of my clients that come in here, maybe one out of every 20 have an actual long-term care policy. Now, a lot of people, I think it boils down to is people are scared of paying on this long-term care because it's not cheap for so long and then just not using it and losing the money. But again, it's about educating and knowing your options. And there are options out there that you can pay. And if you use it, you can use the benefit while you're living for long-term care, for anything like that. But if you don't use it, then that money goes to somebody else as like a death benefit. So there's policies out there, they're hybrid life insurance policies where you can actually use some of the death benefit while you're living for some of these health reasons for long-term care to cover some of those benefits. Obviously, if you use it for that, then it would decrease your death benefit, but you get to use that while you're living if you need it. But if you don't use it, that death benefit is going to one of your family members. So that money is not lost. So without knowing the options, you don't know what you're missing out on. So I mean, when it boils down to it, if you're just looking at straight cost, I mean, I saw a policy the other day, it was about $6,000 a year, which seems extremely expensive. But when you start to price out these long-term care facilities that you have to go in, $6,000 a month is really a starting place for most places here in Louisville. And they just go up from there. So it depends on if it fits within your retirement plan.
Yeah, I was just going to say that another way to look at a long-term care plan, as we're talking about, I mean, you could pay $6,000 a year, $10,000 a year or something like that for a well-designed long-term care plan. But then if you start thinking about it as a percentage of your total retirement portfolio, let's say you've got $1 million in retirement savings or $500,000 in retirement savings, what percentage of that payment that you're paying for long-term care is actually a percentage of your savings? Maybe it's only a 1% or 0.5% or 2% or something like that. But are you willing to take a percentage of your total net worth or retirement plan and buy some protection to protect 100% of your retirement plan? I'm going to encourage you to again, if this is something that you've thought about that you definitely know that you're not covered for, or that you don't think you're covered for, or maybe you think you're covered for it and you just want to verify that it's still good coverage, call us. I mean, we can sit down, we can go through your current plan. We can look at it and say, yeah, you're definitely covered. Or, hey, did you know that this policy excludes this particular item or something of that nature? And then that way, you know, that you've got some other feedback on that particular plan, not from the insurance salesperson's perspective, but from an outsider. And we are fiduciary, so we've got to tell you what's in your best interest, and we're going to point these things out to you. So give us a call, 502-273-1188. We can sit down and kind of do that insurance review if you want to kind of make sure that it's all on pace for you and make sure it's working into your plan the way you want it to.
So Troy, let's finish it up with taxes. And taxes, my grandparents retired in the 70s. I think they retired to lower taxes. I think that was kind of the way, that was the old adage. Hey, when you retire, you're not be making as much, so you're going to have lower taxes. In today's retirement world of the 401k, the IRA, the tax-deferred tools in our retirement tool belt, that is not necessarily the case. Taxes, it seems to me like in the last 5 years, have become a bigger and bigger deal for teams like yours, the Mercurial Wealth Advisors, retirement planners. You've really started to focus a lot on taxes. Is that true?
100% true. A lot of our workshops have been focused on taxes because they're a huge factor with your retirement planning. I mean, at the end of the day, something happens to you, Uncle Sam could be about a third beneficiary of your full retirement accounts if they're all pre-tax. So we want to mitigate that as much as possible. And you need to know what options are out there. So we know taxes are increasing. They're on schedule to increase at the end of 2025. So they're going to increase about 3-4% as of right now per bracket, which doesn't seem like a lot. But when you run the numbers, just jumping from a 12% bracket up to a 15% bracket, that's actually a 30-40% change on an individual basis about what I will pay now versus what I will pay then being in that higher bracket. So 30-40% change in taxes that I actually pay out of my pocket, that's how it affects me. And that's how it affects you. So that's what we need to focus on and make sure we're saving as much tax dollars as possible. There are some cool strategies out there that we can utilize to save on taxes. I mean, Roth conversions, basically taking pre-tax money, paying taxes on it now, putting it over into a Roth account, letting it grow tax-free. That's one of the hot topics right now. A lot of people are focusing on that. But some other options that people tend to leave out is when you turn 70 and a half, you actually have the ability to do what's called a qualified charitable distribution, which means that money that you're giving to your church on a weekly, monthly basis, you can actually have your IRA send it directly to the church and it's completely tax-free. Can't do that until age 70 and a half. But you can start that strategy. 90% of the time when I talk about this in my class, people look so surprised, like they haven't been taught this, but then they tell me that they've been working with an advisor for 40 years. And I say, why do you not know this? Because your advisor doesn't focus on tax planning. So if they don't focus on tax planning, they truly can't give you a holistic view of your retirement plan. And that's what Alan and myself have tried to build here, a holistic retirement planning process that focuses on everything. We're trying not to leave any stone unturned when it comes to your retirement plan, because one big thing like long-term care, paying too much in taxes can really hinder a retirement plan. And it's not just the retirement plan for you as a couple. If you're married right now, at some point, one person will pass away and leave that other person in a single tax bracket, which could mean a lot more in taxes down the road. One thing I'll encourage you to do, we wrote a book last year called Retirement 360 Game Plan. It goes through a lot of the questions that come up during our meeting process, a lot of our experience over the past 20 or 30 years of planning for retirements and helping families get through all of these questions, all of their options, and it gives you a good starting place. If you'd like a copy of this book, text the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188. You'll get an automatic response. We will follow up with you to confirm some of the information, but we'll get a copy of that book out to you the following week. Again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
502-273-1188. Back with our final segment of Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan and Troy. Back with our final segment right after this.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always find out more on their website, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can always give them a call if you got questions. Can I retire? When can I retire? Do I have enough? All those questions. Are we going to be okay? 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you're with us. Every once in a while, we do a little mailbag segment, and these come from people that maybe attend the classes that Troy puts on at Louisville's University of Shelby campus. Maybe somebody's just come in and got some questions. Maybe somebody emailed them, wherever. We just kind of hoard some of these, and we do it every once in a while. So we do think others may have these same questions. But I always say, so first question's from Paula in Shelbyville. Paula, if you sat down with the team or had a phone call with them or a Zoom call or in person, you would have the opportunity to ask them follow-up questions. They would be able to ask you follow-up questions because Troy and Alan really never have all the information they need to give you the exact answer that they would give you if you're actually sitting down with them. But that being said, we always think these are kind of fun because others might have these same questions. So, Alan, I'll start with you. First question from Paula in Shelbyville. Guys, I've only been retired a few years, and I'm really worried about spending too much right now. It just seems really irresponsible to go crazy with spending money, but I also hate that I feel like I'm wasting all of my free time not doing anything. What should I do?
Well, first of all, Paula, and I'm going to say this kind of sarcastically, I guess, but you need to get a plan because if you had the Retirement 360 game plan, for instance, one of the things that we would be able to do is we'd be able to show you what your income level is going to be so that you know what's coming in. We'd also be able to front end load that for the first few years. Many of our clients, when they first retire, you're younger, you're still wanting to do things, you're wanting to travel, you're wanting to spend some money, probably use some of that free time that now you have. So we want you to be able to do that. So what we'll typically do is front end load our plans so that you have that extra money. If you need to use it or you know that you want to use it for maybe a big vacation or something like that, you know it's there. So it's not a worrisome feeling taking that money out of your plan because it's already been built in. You can see the results 5 and 10 years down the road of how that's, you know, going to affect your plan or how it's not going to affect your plan. So by building that into your plan and knowing what you have as far as an income level coming in, having a good idea what your normal expenses are, that's going to allow us to build in some of those things, like maybe either replacing a car or taking a big trip or going hog wild on Christmas or something like that. Those are the things that our clients want to be able to do and want to experience in retirement. And again, I think that's a big word that you need to remember when you start thinking about retirement. It's about the experiences. It's about the memories that you're going to build in retirement. We want all this stuff to be in the shadows that you don't have to worry about it. And that's what a successful retirement plan does for you.
Alan, there's no question that it seems Paula is not in the spender mindset. She's in the savers mindset. And a lot of times you put the Retirement 360 game plan together for those that are really big time savers and they've done a great job. Sometimes for them, it's hard to spend that money. Your plan shows them what they can do, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point, Mark. I mean, I think that changing that, and we've been talking about the psychology of money today, and that's one of the things that as you've been a saver all these years, it's hard to change that and spend a little money. But one of the things, and I didn't get to this earlier in the show, but one of the things that a lot of folks have trouble with is that now you have all this extra time. And just like Paula mentioned in her question, is that she feels like she's wasting this time, but she doesn't want to pull money out because it feels irresponsible. She just doesn't know at this point. And I think that if you have the same question, you're thinking about the same thing. If you have a plan that shows you that you can take the money out, even if you choose not to, but it shows you that you can, it gives you the confidence to know that your plan is working and maybe won't feel as bad about spending some of that money. And I guess that it is a hard thing to kind of shift that mindset and make a change to spending some of it. But again, if your plan shows that you can do it, then you're in good shape. If your plan shows that you can't do it, then you want to rethink those things. So that's the purpose of putting the plan together.
So, Paul, if you'd like to sit down with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors and kind of give yourself maybe a little bit more freedom to go enjoy retirement, 502-273-1188. No cost to you. This is totally complimentary. 502-273-1188. Troy, you got the next question. It comes from John in Lexington. Guys, what's the difference between maximizing your Social Security and optimizing your benefits? Troy, here's what I would say. Maximizing is waiting till 70, getting the most money. Optimizing is taking it when you should take it because it's better for you and your situation.
Yeah, I think people will look at that completely different. You look at it that way. I think some people will look at maximizing the benefit, as in how much total money can I receive over my lifetime. And whenever we start a class on Social Security, I always say, guys, we're going to be here for the next hour, hour and a half, discussing Social Security and some strategies. But if you could tell me exactly when you're going to die, I can end this class in 15 minutes and everybody will know exactly when to take their Social Security. Because that's really the variable that's out there. We don't know how long we're going to live, and we don't know which decision is better until you run the math at the end. But looking at taking Social Security as early as you can. Alan mentioned it earlier. You know, I'm 62 now. I don't know how much longer it's going to be there. I'm going to go ahead and take it. And in their eyes, that's maximizing their benefit because they're going to receive money for longer. But there is a 14-year kind of break-even point from 62, if you start at 62 versus taking it at 67. So you have to live, if you take it at full retirement age, another 14 years of 67 your age, what is that, 81 is your break-even point. So if you live past 81, you made the right decision to take it later. But there's also where I look at optimizing. It's how does your Social Security benefit work within your plan? Based on the type of money that you've saved, whether it's pre-tax, after-tax, tax-free. Most of our money is in our traditional IRAs, traditional 401ks, where we're not paying taxes on that money until we actually take withdrawals. So if you've saved a lot of your money in the pre-tax buckets, it might make more sense to rely on that money in your earlier years and kick the Social Security can down the road. Because we know at age 73 that you have to start taking what we call forced income, or RMDs, required minimum distributions. That's when the IRS says, okay, you have to start taking this pre-tax money out. About 4% of it has to come out each year, whether you need it or not. So let's try to use that a little earlier and not have the higher income on your Social Security, because the more income you have will tax your Social Security more. So there is a misconception, I think, how people look at it. I think even advisors look at it differently. And it all depends on your exact situation, John. And like Mark said, if we don't have all the details of your situation, the whole conversation about maximizing Social Security or optimizing it is typically the best thing because it fits within your plan. We have to look at it as a asset within our retirement plan. And how do we optimize that asset as much as possible?
So you don't look at Social Security in a vacuum. You're looking at it with everything else. So, John, if you'd like to chat with the team, 502-273-1188, 502-273-1188. Alan, next question comes from Robert in Bowling Green. I don't understand people who want to retire early. So my guess is Robert's not a golfer. I could retire right now at 64 and go play golf. But Robert says, I'm 68. I just don't feel like stopping and doing nothing all the time. I'm not interested in nonstop fishing or golfing trips or vacations. That just sounds lazy. Robert, you're misguided. That sounds really fun. What kind of planning, though, Alan, should someone like me be doing?
That is a great question, Robert. And first of all, I want to thank you for calling in or sending your question in, because we got one from Lexington, one from Bowling Green today. So these are some long distance folks here. But I think that we do run across this quite a bit, actually, is that I've had folks that are either entrepreneurs that have their own business and just don't really want to quit. They don't want to retire, or they really just enjoy their job and they just enjoy the production that they get to put in, or the socialization of the workplace, and they really just don't want to quit. And I think that the type of planning that you want is you just want a plan to show you if you did, or if your company decided that it was time for you to retire, or if you just needed to know, maybe a spouse gets ill and you had to make a different decision. Having that type of planning, having a game plan to know that you could if you wanted to, makes the difference.
502-273-1188, Robert, to chat with the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors. Final question. You got a little over a minute left. Troy, it's from Shauna. We've been thinking for years about our dream retirement. We're ready to make it happen. We have our retirement home search narrowed down to two communities, and we've reached out to a realtor to help us with the purchase. Is there anything we need to double check before we pull the trigger on our dream retirement home?
Yeah, Shauna, that's definitely a great question. One instance really comes into mind when you bring that up. We met with a gentleman years back that he was getting ready to retire. He wanted to move down to, I think it was Key West, it was South Florida somewhere. Found a place, great location. They could afford the house, all that. What really came up over the next few years is the cost of living in that area. The cost of living in that area is extremely high, especially compared to Louisville, Kentucky. So when going down there, they ended up spending probably 2 to 3 times the amount of money that they were planning on spending because everything was so much more expensive and they still wanted to live. They still wanted to do everything. So they had some readjusting with their plan. So that's really what I would do. I would ask around, look and see what that cost of living is down there, wherever you want to go. I'm assuming it's south. Most people don't retire north, especially from here. But figure out what that cost of living is. Make sure you can afford it.
And I think that the thing that we've tried to focus on today, folks on the show, is that there is a lot to really consider when you get ready to retire. As you're approaching this, or if you already made the decision, you've already retired, this is a great time for you to sharpen the axe, sharpen the knife a little bit, and get that education or understanding of things that you might have missed. And we're offering a great opportunity for you to do that. You can text the word book to 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188. Text the word book, and we'll send you a copy of our Retirement 360 game plan. It's going to answer a lot of the questions that you may have going into retirement, or if you're already retired, it's going to answer some of those questions and things that you need to be looking at as you fine-tune your retirement plan. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurial Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.